Welcome to episode 12 of the New LifeSpring Family Bible. Sunday, the Lord's Day, my favorite day of the week. On Sundays, I get to serve the Lord and serve my church family by running the tech stuff at our worship service. How about you? What do you do on Sundays? Well, today we read about Abraham and Sarah, and they're, once again, not quite trusting God in Genesis chapter 20 from the God's Word translation. Genesis chapter 20. Abraham moved to the Negev and settled between Kadesh and Shur. While he was living in Gerar, Abraham told everyone that his wife Sarah was his sister. So King Abimelech of Gerar sent men to take Sarah. God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, "You're going to die because of the woman that you've taken. She's a married woman." Abimelech hadn't come near her, so he asked, "Lord, will you destroy a nation even if it's innocent? Didn't he tell me himself she's my sister? And didn't she even say he's my brother? I did this in all innocence and with a clear conscience." "Yes, I know that you did this with a clear conscience," God said to him in the dream. "In fact, I kept you from sinning against me. That's why I didn't let you touch her. Give the man's wife back to him now because he's a prophet. He will pray for you and you will live. But if you don't give her back, you and all who belong to you are doomed to die." Early in the morning, Abimelech called together all his officials. He told them about all of this, and they were terrified. Then Abimelech called for Abraham and asked him, "What have you done to us? How have I sinned against you that you would bring such a serious sin on me and my kingdom? You shouldn't have done this to me." Abimelech also asked Abraham, "What were you thinking when you did this?" Abraham said, "I thought that because there are no God-fearing people in this place, I'd be killed because of my wife. Besides, she is my sister, my father's daughter, but not my mother's. She is also my wife. When God had me leave my father's home and travel around, I said to her, 'Do me a favor. Wherever we go, say that I'm your brother.' Then Abimelech took sheep, cattle, and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. He also gave his wife Sarah back to him. Abimelech said, 'Look, here's my land. Live anywhere you like.' He said to Sarah, 'Don't forget I've given your brother 25 pounds of silver. This is to silence any criticism against you from everyone with you. You're completely cleared.' Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves so that they could have children. The Lord had made it impossible for any woman in Abimelech's household to have children because of Abraham's wife, Sarah." May God bless the reading of His Word. So, a couple of issues with this chapter that I see. First is the fact that last time we saw this couple not trust God, it was Sarah, then Sarai, who initiated the action. Remember? She had Abram go with Hagar to have a child, not trusting that God would give them a son through her, Sarai. Well, this time, Abraham didn't trust that God would keep them safe. God had promised to give them a son, so why would he allow Abimelech to harm them? It was Abraham this time who said to Sarah, "We'd better do something." Oh, and one more thing. Remember when the angel of the Lord, gave the message to Abram and Sarai that she would have a child? She laughed inside because she was so old that she couldn't any longer have a child. Remember that? She was old, and yet she was beautiful enough that Abimelech wanted to take her as his wife. Interesting. Want to discuss this or something else? That's what the Facebook group is for. Just search for LifeSpring Media. And also, since this is the last day of the weekend, let's go ahead and go over the various ways you can contact me besides the Facebook group. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. On Twitter, I'm _SteveWeb_, #LifespringMedia. You can also get links to subscribe to the show at lifespringmedia.com, although as I'm recording this, lifespringmedia.com is down. I had a problem with the hosting service today, and as of the recording of this, it is not yet back up. So we'll see how that goes. If you'd prefer to get an email to remind you that there's a new show, sign up for the email list and you'll see the form at the top of the page at lifespringmedia.com. And one more thing, if you enjoy the new LifeSpring Family Bible, it would be great if you would post a review on the iTunes Store. Just do a search for LifeSpring Family Bible and you can figure it out from there. So, I guess that'll do it. I will talk to you tomorrow. It'll be Monday, a new day of the week. Everybody's favorite day. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.